Nolte, Four Fascist Colorado Judges Tell Voters Who to Vote For. By John Nolte on December 20, 2023. The Colorado Supreme Court ruled Tuesday in a 4-3 opinion that the Constitution's insurrection clause prohibits former President Donald Trump from appearing on the ballot for the presidency in 2024, reports my colleague Bradley J. Okay, this is what the death of democracy looks like. Let's remove the fact that this insurrection accusation against Trump is objectively laughable. Former President Donald Trump has not been convicted of anything, much less insurrection. Insurrection is a crime. You cannot be guilty of insurrection until a jury finds you guilty. Nevertheless, these four black-robed fascists ruled against a former American president as though he were a convicted criminal. These fascists punished a man who, according to our sacred constitution, is presumed innocent. Whether we are talking about a former president or a convicted three-time felon who now stands accused of a fourth felony, before a jury rules, it is un-American for anyone to punish either as though they are guilty. Four state Supreme Court judges blithely ignoring that basic constitutional protection is nothing less than the stuff of banana republics. What's more, in this particular case, Trump is not the only one suffering at the hands of four belligerents with no respect for the Constitution and rule of law. We the people are being punished. On no planet is it legal or moral to tell we the people whom we can and cannot vote for, which is exactly what these judges have done. Although Donald Trump has not been convicted of anything, much less insurrection, we are still not allowed to select him to represent us. Don't you see what's going on here? These judges are telling some 6 million people that they can no longer vote for the candidate of their choice. With the stroke of a pen, millions of Americans have been disenfranchised and have lost the right to vote for the candidate of their choice. You know, until gay marriage suddenly turned into mutilating psychologically delicate kids going through the normal process of deciding who they want to be. Until transvestites started parading around little kids in public libraries. Until the FBI started framing Americans, including sitting presidents, I used to laugh at the slippery slope concept. I'm done laughing. If this Colorado precedent is allowed to stand, the left and corporate media have already dumbed insurrection down to any right-leaning human being who protests against his government. Antifa and Black Lives Matter are allowed to burn down entire cities, take over police stations, and ravage state capitals. But if even one normal person raises his voice in a school board meeting, he is guilty of insurrection. Here are the left's rules: our speech is violence and insurrection. Their violence and insurrection are speech. Imagine how easy it would be to pick off our candidates and make them ineligible for public office by accusing them of insurrection because they used the word fight in a public speech where they also asked that a protest remain peaceful. That is exactly what happened to Trump on Tuesday. If the left is willing to do that to a former president, you can bet the farm they will do it to you. If the organized left can get away with it, it will. The left's only morality is the ends. If it sees the end as moral, it sees whatever it takes to achieve that end, including sexualizing and queering children, as moral. Get a free autographed bookplate if you purchase John Nolte's debut novel, Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books, in December. After your purchase, email jmnolte@hotmail.com with your address and any personalization requests. A new hardcover edition has just become available. Borrowed Time soothes my aching heart in many ways. It made me think about the things that really matter in life and the things that don't. It made me think about true love, about finding one person to spend your life with, something that has always eluded me. And it made me think about death, about why we need to believe there is a hereafter because, without it, life becomes unbearable. Sasha Stone, Free Thinking Through the Fourth Turning.